Okay, let's get into Rus Perek Aleph. We had the Hakdama to Rus last time, and now we get into the first Perek of Rus. So we have four Perekim of Rus. What happens in the first Perek of Rus? Elimelech and his wife and his two sons leave Eretz Yisrael. They go to Moab, and when they get there, Machlon and Kilion, and they get there, Elimelech dies, and Naomi's left with her two sons. And they marry Moabite women, Nashim Moavios, named Arpah and Rus. They're there for 10 years, and then Machlon and Kilion die, and she is now left by herself with her two daughters-in-law. And what happens? She and her two daughters-in-law decide, or she decides to get up and go back to Eretz Yisrael, and they start leaving, and they start leaving with her. And then she turns to her daughters-in-law and say, why are you coming with me? Just go back and stay in the land of Moab, right? Then they say, no, we're coming with you. And she says again, no, go back, I'm not going to have any other children for you to marry. You know, why do you think that there's any hope to stay with me? You know, I'm just getting old. And finally, Arpah gives her a kiss and leaves, and Rus stays with her. And she says again, go back. And Rus says, no, I'm not leaving. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you sleep, I sleep. Right, an amazing monologue. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. V'chulu. And Rus, Naomi saw that she was misameses, hilo lecha, she was pushing, and she wanted to stay, so she stopped making her go back. They both go back to Beis Lechem. When they get there, the city is in shock. They say, wow, what happened to Naomi? Naomi says, yeah, I've had a bitter time. But a bitter time, I left full, and I come back empty. And they return from Stei Moav, and they come at the beginning of the Kitzir Seorim. That's the Perek. Now let us get into the details. There's so much to do. Again, Rus is jam-packed. We'll touch on as much as we can in the Shirim, but to know, Yosemi Mashe Anachnu Lomdim, Yeshkan, there's a lot more. Vahibi Mei Shvot HaShoftim. So it was, even from the first word, it was in the days of the Shvot HaShoftim. Vayehi, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud. Vayehi is a Lashon Tsar. Vehaya is a Lashon of Simcha. Vahaya Im Shemot Tishmu. Vayehi, Vahibi Mei HaShveirosh. Vayehi is Lashon Tsar. It's kind of a difficult hardships that are coming on the people involved. Vayehi Mei Shvot HaShoftim. Right, we don't know exactly which Shofet it was in the times of. Right, according to Chazal, Boaz was Ivtzan, but other than that, the text does not give us any hint. It's just Shvot HaShoftim. Rashi, Lefnei, Meloch, Melech, Shaul. Before the times of the Malachim, Shehayu Adoros, Misparnasim, Aydei Shoftim. Ubimei Ivtzan, Shomer Abuseinu, Ivtzan, Zeboaz. Right, Rashi already quotes that Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Tzadi Aleph. So it was the time of the Shvot HaShoftim. Chazal, we already mentioned, I think, in the Hagdama. It was a time that it was so wicked, Shvot HaShoftim, that even the judges had to be judged. Shvot HaShoftim, the judges weren't leading, but they were being led, and they were Rishonim. If you look in the Torah Tamima has a pirish on Rus at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and there on the first pasuk in the first Ari says, interesting. It, usually, you say it was in the times of a king or a specific year. So Shvot HaShoftim, kivan de miyachis hakasev es hazman la'anoshim. Since the Torah here is being miyachis the zman to people. Asher be'emes ein hazman shalahem. It's not their time. Eva ha'le liyachis ha'ma'ora le'misparshanim yiduim. It should be some type of more objective accounting. Ach mikivan shabosos zman ha'isa es sara. It links it to people to show that it, this whole story background is because of what people did. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there a famine. Because of Piva, because it was Shvot HaShoftim. Ki HaKol B'Sibas Ma'aseh B'nei Adam. L'chein Yichsu Azman La'Nashim Asher Hem HaShemim Bo Totzah HaSibos. They were the ones that caused this problem of the famine. So he Shvot HaShoftim. So it was at this time, Vayhirav Ba'aretz, there was a famine in the land. And Vayelech Ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda Lagur B'Sdei Moav Hu V'Ishto Ushnei Vanav. So a family left, a man, his wife, and his two boys. It's called Ish, right? Interesting, we don't have the identification of the name until Pasuk Beis. There's a Medrash that it started, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to start off of Midas HaRachmim, not mentioning his name, and ultimately Midas HaDin came in and said, no, his name has to be mentioned. But Ish, he went out as an Ish. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Time of the Krah discusses that maybe he went out thinking of himself as an Ish, like a private individual. I'm just a person leaving. Okay, there's no food, I'm going to leave. But obviously we know, we're going to talk about the Chetzun, he wasn't just a private individual, and leaders have to take that into account when they make the decisions. Hu Savar, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kimachu Dor, Sheshofei Deshoftav, since it's a generation that anyway the judges aren't listened to, Ve'ein Nishmoin Ledvarav, Ein Alav Klach Rayat Shelahem, V'nidon Ki'ish Prati, right, he's just like a private individual because they're not listening to the leaders anyway. Let me just leave quietly. The problem is that he wasn't an ish. He wasn't an ish. And maybe he could have done more. He could have davened for them. He could have led them back instead of running away from the problem. Okay, who v'ishto u'shnevanav? They go down to Moav. A number of mafreshim point out that this was what we might call a yerida litzorich aliyah. Right, going down to stay Moav, ultimately, obviously, the Malchus Beis David is going to be born from this trip. And it's similar to, one might say, going back to Yehuda and Tamar. Right? Hine, Mihalichazu Yatzav et Samach Shor, this is from the Mishmetz Ozav. Mihalichazu Yatzav et Samach Shorish Malchus Beis David, Ubias Rus Lakla Yisrael. The Kolze Hitchil, Bahalicha Viyuridas Elimelech. And this reminds us of Parshas Vayeshev, Vayered Yehuda Me'es Achav, which ultimately led. It was a Yerida personally, but it led to Yehuda and Tamar, which was led to Peretz and Zarach. It was a Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. This idea is explained beautifully by the Nachlas Yosef. Nachlas Yosef is a commentary on Megillas Rus. He has on Chumash too. Megillas Rus from Rav Yosef Zev Leibovitz. So he writes there that every person lives in two realms. We live as private individuals, and we live as a tool in the hand in history. And that's what's going on here. Elimelech and Yehuda, they made personal decisions, and they went down, and maybe they were wrong, and they were mistakes. But in the larger scheme of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses them as tools in Hashkacha. Anu lomedim mikan inyan gadol v'nifla, he writes on page Lamed Hey. Mitzad echad ha'adam achra'i l'ma'asav v'nosin aleim es hadin. U'mitzad sheni ha'ashkacha mishtameshes b'ma'aseim shal anashim l'shem bitzua kavanoseha ha'kmusos. Right, for the ultimate purpose. Lefamim lehefach meritzonim shalosim. Sometimes in the opposite way that the people involved meant it. Kugon masha anu motzim b'shvatim. The shvatim sold Yosef, terrible, but ultimately that led to Bnei Yisrael being in Mitzrayim, which was part of the ultimate plan. And that's what happens here. Halicha zu atzma shebiglala nimtacha abeis elimelech peronis ayov. Right, he had terrible peronis. He died, his sons died. Mimena pina Umimena yateid litzmichas geze yishai. Asher mimenu yasa David malcha Yisrael, umimenu yasa Mashiach, shigla tam Yisrael vesanoshis kulo. Kach mozi HaKadosh Baruch Hu matok me'az, to borrow from Shimshon. Va'oros me'ofel. Right, so that's part of life. Part of life is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the people. But again, we live in two realms. That's the key that we get out of this pasuk. So again, a man goes down from Beis Lechem Yehuda to live in Moav. Who v'ishto and his sons. V'shemo ish Elimelech. The man's name was Elimelech. The Medrash says Eli Tavo Malchus. Right? He was somebody who was big. V'shem ishto Naami. Naami according to Chazal, Gemara Baba Basra, that was his niece. Naami's father was Elimelech's brother, and they were all sons of. The Gemara says Nachshon ben Aminadav. The Gemara says there Baba Basra is Ali Aleph. Elimelech v'Salmon uPloni Almoni, which we'll meet later. Be'ezus Hashem v'Avi Naami kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadav. Hein. They're all Nachshon and Aminadav, so the uncle married the niece. So, Elimelech, Naami, Vishem, Shnei Banav, Machlon, Vikilyon. Amazingly unusual names. Machlon and Kilyon, destruction and sickness. Ephratim. Ephratim means chashuv people. Ephratim, Rashi says, chashuvim. Mibay, right, according to Chazal, Rus was the daughter of Eglon, the daughter of, a granddaughter of Eglon. Actually, we're going to get there, and that's why she married such chasha people. Ephratim, Beis Lechem Yehuda, Vayavos de Moav, Vayusham. And they came to Moav, and they stayed there. Why were they Chayev Kalia, Machlon and Kilion? Right, that's what their names. Their names ultimately spoke about their destruction. Let's just read the next pasuk. They come, Vayamas Elimelech Ish Naami, Vatishar Hi Yishnei Vanat Vaneha. Right, Elimelech dies. What exactly did Elimelech do wrong? What exactly? It does not say anything in the text. Just as he left and he died. So Rashi, quoting Chazal, Ashir Gadol Haya. He was a tremendous wealthy man. Upirnes Es Hador, and he was Mefarnes. He sustained the whole generation. V'yatza Me'eret Yisrael L'chutzla Aretz Mepeit Saras Ha'ayin. He didn't want to give everybody. He kept supporting people. It was too much. Miserly. There were so many people who had needs, who came to, and he kept being bothered and bothered by people asking for tzedakah. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I've had enough. Right? He leaves because he didn't want to support everybody. What happened in the end? His own family had to be, his wife had to be supported by others. But again, it was a chance for chesed. The whole sefer is about chesed and not doing chesed, or people who don't do chesed lose. But that's, according to many, that's according to Chazal, that was the chet. In the Nachlas, Yosef, he expands on this and says that he was one of the last leaders. He was like the last hope. The last hope that they had. And, you know, they looked to him as someone who could help them, and it didn't work out. He was the, as it says here on, he talks about it here earlier. What page is this on? He talks about it on page Lamed Gimel. He says, Shekol tzad v'tzad shalom mashpi al ruach ha'am. Right? Everything that he did was mashpi on the ruach of the am. Hu mechayev l'shkol et tzadav. Lo rak mitzad atzmam, ela be'ikr mitzad hashpa'atam. You can't know, leaders have to think only not only about what they do, but how it's going to affect the others that are looking at them, and therefore that was the problem here. And it gives the mashal also that a love to luyos einei kol Yisrael kumbo zivas amov etzarzo la anu sampanav ela oyev amisorati shalam Yisrael. He leaves. He goes to Moav. Rava chovel al zevet haniyah hatovas. If a captain leaves a boat that's drowning and he jumps off, what is that? What does that say to the people who are still on the boat? They said, "Okay, that's it. We're done." Right? The yeyush that he caused to Am Yisrael, not just the chesed that he did not do. Number one. Number two, they left Eretz Yisrael. Period. Right? We're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael unless there's a good reason. The Gemara says, "Tzadi Aleph, Eli Melech Machlon Mekilion Gadoli Adar Hayu Uparnasei Adar Hayu Mbnei Man Neenshu." That's all it says. They left. They left from Eretz Chozor. Shenemar v'tiyom kol yir aleihem v'tamor nazot nami. May azot nami. Arisav amru chazitim nami sheyatzata me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz. Ma altalo. Don't say anything more. Right? They don't. Not allowed to leave. And that's the context of the Gemara there. So they left. We continue. So what happens now? Now Rus is left with her two daughters-in-law. Vayisu lahem nashim Moavios. They marry Moabite women, Rus and Arpa. Shem Hashem achas Arpa, v'shem Hashem is Rus. Vayeshu sham kesher shanim. They marry these women. Major, major machlokas rishonim. It's already a machlokas in the Zohar. The Mitzudas David already quotes the machlokas about when exactly the Geirus took place of Rus and Arpa. It calls them Nashim Moavios, which sounds like they were not Jewish yet. And that's what it sounds like later on when Naomi says, go back. Would she say that if they were not, if they were really Jewish? How could she say to go back? And I don't want to say that once one becomes Jewish. But on the other hand, how could these Machlan and Kilion have married Goyim? Right, and that's what Mitzvah David says. Mehem shachaksuvim nirish alacho son achin is gairu. Kamo sha'amr na'am hilarus. Ikide shava yavimtech. Shava michlal shi yatsav in his gaira. Achladas raboseinu, rus rabba, nasim begiyu son. Shim loke neich na'am hihaisa mifateu son. Lashum echre Hashem la'avod Eloheyan. So that is a big discussion. Machlokas we've shown him. Right, the Eben Ezra here says that lo yitachin. She kru machlam akilon elon nashim achin is gairu. While Rashi says it happened later, the Medrash seems to say, as we just quoted, it happens later. The Zohar says it happens earlier. The Tis Eliezer has a long tshuva about this in the Chelek Yud Zayin Simen Membeis, where he discusses this machlokas, and he discusses how is it, right, the different questions that are on the Zohar that says that happened earlier, right? If they were misgayer, how could they call them Moavios? Number two, if they were in his gayer, so how could she offer them to go back? So again, maybe they say it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisuri Bia that in certain time periods in history, lo kiblu bezin geirim kol yimei David v'shlomo, bimei David shemem ben apachad chazru, bimei shlomo shemem b'shalom malchus hatova, v'agadula sh'oiba Yisrael chazru, sh'kol ha'chozer ben ha'akum, b'shol davar mehavli olam eini migeri tzedek, v'yaf ha'pikein, even though they didn't accept geirim, how you gerim harbe misgayrim may David. A lot of them went became were misgayer bifnei hadyotos. But how you bezin agadol choshesh in lahem. lo dochen osan achar shetavlu, mikol makom, v'lo makarvan osam ad shetayra'e achrisam. So it sounded like they were like in a limbo period. So maybe Naomi wanted to know maybe whether it was a real geiris or not. Maybe it was kind of like a geiris like in that time period, but she wasn't sure. So if they were going to go continue with her, so then that was going to be show that it was a real geiris. And if not, that was going to show that it was a problem with the Kabbalah. Again, many halakas of geiris are learned out from the later section. But again, this is a big discussion, which requires a separate shir. But the pasuk calls them Moavios, Arpa, and Rus, and were there for 10 years. Vayamusa gama shnei machlan of Kilion, and then machlan and Kilion also died. Ga means it was also maybe for the same sin. Vatishar haisha mishnei yoldehu meisha, and she's left. She's bereft from her children and from her husband. Why does it say it in the opposite order? It should be from her husband first and then from her children. Why does it say from her children and then from her husband? Says the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer has a couple of pages on Rus in his Sefer Al HaTorah by Parshas Naso, because he explains after the husband died, at least the children were there and she was misnachim with the children. And she was still able to cope with the children. But once her children died, then it was ke'ilu, her husband died again also. Kozman she'baneh chayim haisa misnachim al misas isha bibanim she'niach acharav. Bracha ki'ilu lo meis, avo kishemesu gama banim az ein la menachem lemafreya mibayla. There's no menachem, and therefore that's why it hurt her then. So what happens, vatakam hiva kaloseha, after this time, she gets up. Vatasha miste moav, she returns. Ki shama, because she heard. Viste moav, ki fakar Hashemes amo lasis lohem lachem. She realizes by amo. She Hashem has been poked his arm. They left because of the famine, and they realized, wow, maybe there was something specific, a message that we didn't get. But she returns. She heard. Who did she hear from? So there is a medrash. There is a medrash that she heard from the Rochlim. She heard from the peddlers that were peddled in Eretz Yisrael, and they came to Moab. She heard from those peddlers. Right. The language of the medrash is Shama Me Rochlim Hamachazrim Ba'ayaros. Why dafka the Rochlim? What's the message? If you look at the Chanukah Satorah, the Rebbe Heschel, he has a Harifus, putting two Gemaras together. One Gemara says that there was a Takana, the end of Meruba, there was a Takana that a city is not allowed to be Moche, Rochlim, going from city to city, from bringing jewelry and perfumes, because it's L'shem the women. So the women becoming beautiful to be with their husbands. So they're not allowed to be Moche, those types of Rochlim. Other types of Rochlim, they could say, you can't come to our city, we have our own stores. But Rochlim ha-mochim shmeinim v'kishutei nashim, you can't be moche. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says in Tainus that during a famine year, you're not allowed to be with your Tashmash Amita, Zasar, Asul Shamish. So one second, once they see the Rochlim selling these wares, so that's why she thinks, oh, it must be. The Rochlim didn't even have to say anything. The fact that there are Rochlim, it must be that Tashmash Amita is mutter, or else why would they be beautifying themselves to be with their husbands? That's what it means from the Rochlim. Okay, but Vatakam, she gets up. The Nachlas Yosef says this was a decision. Vatakam hi v'chaloseha, she gets up. This was a tough decision. A tough decision that she had to make, right? She gets up and they follow her. Wasn't simple. She had already left. Medubar kan lo al etzem halichasa, right? The next pasuk says that she left. Vatakam here is the ha'chlata ha'gdola shekadma l'maisa. And that was after cheshbon ha'nefesh, that she realized the mistake she's made. She's going to go back. She's going to have bizyonos. They're going to see, oh, here's the wife of Elimelech. He left. He left everything. He was our last hope. And she's going to have to deal with this. But she realizes that this is what she has to do. So she gets up because she hears this food. She goes out. So Rashi here quotes, like he quotes the beginning of Vayetze. What is Vatetze? It already says, Harik Far Nemar. Vatashav viste Moav. It already says that she was Vatashav. She left Moav. Why did it say Vateitze? So just like Vayetze la Magid, Yitzia Sadik min hamakom nikeres v'osa roshem. Panaziva panahadra panashivcha shel ir v'yatza, just like Yaakov. So Nami's absence and leaving made a roshem. Ushtei chaloseima. Batelachna baderech lashuval eres Yehuda. And they went to return to Eretz Yehuda. The Medrash says on Vatelachna, they were Osek Behilchos Geirus. They were Osek Behilchos Geirus. What's the message? Asukas Behilchos Geirim says the time of Dekra, that the Gemara in Tainus says that when you travel, you have to learn Torah. Shem Shalchove B'nei Devei Torah Ru'uyin Lisarif. But here we're talking about B'nei Noach. Maybe were they Jewish? Were they not Jewish? Right, they learned Hilchas Geirim. Hilchas Geirim is mutter if Daitol is Geir. The Marsha says that in Shabbos Laman Aleph, Daitol is Geir, or Machlokes, but whether she was already Miss Geir or not, being a Osig more in the Halachas, But either way, they come back. And they're accompanying her, and she says to them, Lechana Shovna, Isha Labes Ima. Right, these makara, these psukim are the makar that whenever somebody wants to convert, according to the ones that say the conversion was later, like the Medrash and like Rashi, this is pushing them away. We don't go out and try to get Gabriel. Go back. Yath Hashem Yilachem Chesed. Hashem should do Chesed. Kasher Asisim Emesim V'Imadi. Hashem should do Chesed like you did with me. Yiten Hashem Lachem U'mitzem Menucha Isha Beis Isha. You should find another husband. Vatishak Lahen. She gave them a kiss. Vatisena Kolam Vatifkena. And they cried. Vatomayna Laki Yidachna Shuv Lamech. No, we're coming with you. Both of them. At this point, Arpa was even with Rus. Vatomer Nami Shovna Vatosai. Try number two. Lama Tilachna Yimi. Why are you coming? Ha'od li banim b'me'ai v'hayu lachem lanashim. Do I have any sons anymore that you can marry? Shovna Vatosai. Right? Three times she says Shovna. Lechna. Ki zakati mios la'ish. Ki amarti yesh li tikva. Gama yisi alay la'ish. Even if I would be with the man today. V'gam yilati banim. Right? I think to Saberna, you're going to wait? Adesha yigdalu? Right, how long to gainer? You're going to be in Aguna. Lefilti yoslish, albanosai, don't do this. All of her words are worrying about their well-being. She's not focusing on, I could do it without you. She's focusing on their well-being. Don't do this to yourself. Ki marli ma'od mikem. It's very bitter, me, from you. Ki yatzebi yad Hashem. Because yatzebi, what's the pashtus? Maybe when she sees them, she's in pain because she remembers her sons. Marli mon mikem. If you look at Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, in his drasha says, the Gemara says that in Yevamis, that kasha geirim kisapachas. A geirim to the Jews are like a scab. What does that mean? So many different shatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says they're not Bekian, so they bring down the level. Many different, seven different shitas in the Rishonim. All of them are negative, except one is positive. Rav Avram Gertzedek in Kiddushin says that no, sometimes geirim are more medaktik in mitzvahs, it makes the rest of us look bad. Makes the rest of us look bad. Lahavdil, sometimes Baali Tshuva. Also, so says the Rav Yosef Nechemia, that's what it means, marli mod mikem, from you, because Arpa was an inferior GRS, Rus was a superior GRS, so both of them, the negative and the positive, that's what's bitter. Vatisena kolam vatifkena od, they cry again, but here, Vatishak Arpa lachamosa, Arpa gives a kiss, Varus dav kaba, Varus sticks to her. Right, on the surface, Rav Nachlas Yosef points this out, amazing. On the surface, it seems like Arpa listened to her, and Rus didn't listen to her, right? Arpa listened to go back, so she went back, and Rus didn't listen, so she stayed. Really, it's the exact opposite, right? She kept saying, Benosai, Benosai. She was loving them. She didn't want them to leave. So really, Rus listened to her, and Arpa didn't listen to her. But it's really the exact opposite. But either way, this is the reaction that they had. Rabbi Lam, in Festivals of Faith, has an unbelievable drasha on Shavuos called There is Religion and There is Religion. And he talks about everything in life could be summed up in the pasuk that we just read. Arpa gives her a kiss, Verus Dav Kaba. The answer lies in that slight difference of attitude, which usually passes unnoticed. Both of the parting ways of these two girls. Arpa only kissed, while Ruth cleaved and clung. A very slight difference, you might say. True, but one which develops and unfolds through the centuries. The clinging and deep attachment of a Rus becomes the profound passion for truth and the noble clinging to a God of a David and of a people Israel. And the superficiality of Arpa, symbolized by the kiss. Kiss, and that's all I have to do, degenerates into the rabid and demonic wicked of a Goliath. The lukewarm attraction becomes the very cold antipathy. There are two kinds of religion, the kissing and the clinging. For there is religion and there is religion. There, one is the B'nai Neshuka, and the one is the B'nai Devuka. Some people go through the motions. The B'nai Neshuka are ever ready with the ubiquitous and easy expressions of affection. Synagogue, nice. Services, beautiful. Talmud Torah or day school, necessary. Kashrus, fine thing. But the B'nai Devuka, right, without whom these same institutions can never exist, view these otherwise. Synagogue, not nice, but urgent. Services, not beautiful, but profound. Jewish education, not just necessary, but vital. Kashrus, taras mishpacha, among the very cornerstones of our faith. He talks about, do not make of Judaism merely a lovely demonstration of sentimentalism for dead parents. Don't come here just for an affectionate kiss to your parents' soul. Come rather to cling and bind your souls inalterably to the eternal spirit with whom they have become united. That's unbelievable. Be B'nai Devuka, not B'nai Neshuka. Prove yourself not to be B'nai Neshuka, lukewarm, superficial, weak Jews who come for Yisker and then run off before Musaf, deserting the synagogue and insulting God Almighty. Be B'nai Devuka, who come to remain more and more until it becomes a regular habit. Again, obviously, that's an amazing drasha. It was given in 1954, but all based on this pasuk. We continue. So now, Nami says, look, Your sister-in-law went back. Shuvi acharei levimte. Go follow her. V'adomarus al tifki bi lazeich lashuv me'acharayach. Don't push me away. And the Gemara in Yuvamis Mem Zayin now darshins every single phrase here. Rashi quotes part of it. Kol asher telchi elech. Wherever you go, I'll go. What is that? That's a reference to Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Asher Talini Alin, where you sleep, I'll sleep. That's about the Isser of Yichud. Ameich Ami, your nation is my nation. Right, what is that? That's 613 mitzvahs. Elokayach Elokai, Avodizara. Basher Tamusi Amus, I accept Mises Bezdin. Vishamai Kaver, Ko Yasel Hashem Leave Ko Yosef, Ki Amavis Yafir Ben Ivanecha, I'm not leaving. Each one of these is crucial as what to say on it. The wherever you go, I'll go, the Maharal says, it goes Minakala Lakave. Right, it goes from Telche Tchum, which is Darabanan, Yichud, which is Daraisa, without Malkus, Ameich Ami Tarig Mitzvahs, which is many punishments, Elokayach Elokai, Avodah Zarah. Right, it keeps going here and there. The Shemi Shmuel says an amazing line in Nitzavim, on page Reshiyat Aleph, Tamusi Amus. What makes the Rus Geirus unique, different than all other Geirus stories throughout history? Says the Shemi Shmuel, Rus was saying, I'd rather die as a Jew than live as an Obe Kochavim. That was her point. Basically, when she says, I have Dalai Misa's Bezdin, she doesn't say, okay, I'll make sure not to do any Averis. She says, if that's what it is, that's what it is. That's the Shemi Shmuel in Parshas Nisavim, what he says on Ashar Tamusi Amus. V'sham Ekaver, and Ekaver is even deeper than we would think. That's talking about the Chayvim Mises Bezdin, who the Gemara says are buried in a separate cemetery, and then after a couple of years, their bones are moved to their Kever Avos. Here, there is no Kever Avos. So if she's buried there, there's no place to go. And she still accepts that. Ko Yatza Shiv Ko Yosef V'chulu. Vatere. There's a lot more on these psukim, but we'll leave it. Look at the Mefarshim on Yevamos. Look at the Ben Yoyada. Look at others. She sees that she's pushing. The Pashas is that she's not giving up. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in many Mefarshim as, whenever something is challenging for you, that's when you know you're doing the right thing. If something is easy, it's not. So, Misametzes, Nami saw that she was struggling with it, so, Vatechtel Adabar Yilaha, she stopped telling her not to go back. She realized this is what she wanted. Vatilach Neshneem at Bona Beis Lechem, they come back. Vayiki Gavona Beis Lechem, Vateom Kaliyar Lehem, everybody's in a wonder. Right? Everybody's in a wonder. What's Vateom? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Basra, Tzadi Aleph. On that day, Boaz's wife died. Everything is Ashgacha. Klum Nikbitsu, Likbar Ishto Shal Boaz Shemeso Bobayom. On that day, Vatem Kolir Alehan, Vatomarna Azos Naami. And by the way, I didn't mention, the night that Arpa left, they say that she was involved in Averos Gemuros, terrible things. Right when she left, it was really a show. And when you leave a little bit, you're finished. And that's, she was the mother of Goliath and Yishbi Benov. Vatomarna Azos Naami. And they say, is this Naami? In that phrase, Azos Naami, that encapsulates the entire reaction of everyone, right? This is it could be a, Hazos Naomi. Hazos Naomi, this is Naomi, serves her right. Look what happened to Naomi. Or Hazos Naomi, how could this happen to Naomi? Right, there's so many ways that it's either Tzita Kadzin or Matmim Klapi Shamayim, right, the Nachlas Yosef says on this pasuk. But it's all encapsulated in those two words. But Tomar Leanne, she says, I'll take really Naomi, don't call me Naomi, which is Naim, Karenali Mara, call me bitter. Bitter, not that Hamar Shakai Libaod, Hashem has given me bitter. Again, you might say that this is a negative, but most of Farshim interpret this as a tziduk hadin, as a tziduk hadin of what happened and just a description. Right, the Mitzvah's Dove, it's Sara Ni'imosai Me'ata Chreshe Hamar Shakai Libaod. I can't be so Na'am, I'm not in a state of Ni'um, of Ni'imus, because of this. Some say, so one of the Mefarshim says, maybe it's relating to Mara, like what happened in Mara. Hashem sweetened the trees in Mara. So too, she's davening for that. Ani malei halachti v'rekem hashivani Hashem. V'loma karasali na'ami. V'Hashem anabi v'shakai heirali. Vatasha, but again, the Pasha sounds like she's complaining, for sure. But Chazal understand it differently. Vatasha anami v'rishom avia kalasi ima. Hashem mistemoav, they come back. V'imabo beis lechem. B'tchiles k'sir sa'orim, they come back at the beginning of the harvest season, and we'll have to continue with this next time when we get to the meeting with Boaz.